There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Let me think, just let me think.
I suspect even now, orders are being shouted into tones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's Chancellor Sutler.
Damn it!
Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and soliciting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
As you know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air. But if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support. But I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, Optimal Human, is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90-plus ingredients. It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months, and I want you to get it. And understand this, its leading competitor is amazing, and I've been using it and love it. But this has the same ingredients and even more, and is stronger, and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get Optimal Human.
At thealexjonesstore.com, we don't just sell products in t-shirts. We empower patriots to stay strong in the fight for freedom. Our best-selling items like Ultimate Sea Moss and our amazing fundraiser t-shirts help keep Americans fighting for freedom outwardly and inwardly as they support the InfoWars broadcast and the Alex Jones broadcast as well.
Conspiracies are no longer conspiracies, they're truth.
We love the shirts. And not only that, I just wish more people would get wise. Elect Donald Trump, baby!
That's right. That's who I'm voting for. And I'm Hispanic.
We hear stories like this every day. Real Americans just like you reclaiming their freedom with our cutting-edge supplements and t-shirts available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Everyone, I wanted to recommend the AJ store. This is my first time buying. Obviously, it won't be my last. I'm going after the Alex Jones Was Right. That will be my next purchase. And the gummies. I really want those gummies.
At thealexjonesstore.com, we stand behind every product with rigorous testing and unparalleled quality. But don't just take our word for it. See what thousands of satisfied customers are saying and experience the benefits for yourself.
I stand for Alex Jones, the AJ Store, and all of us patriots. And God bless my new shirt, and God bless you all, America. Will rise again.
Head to thealexjonesstore.com today, read the reviews, and join the movement of informed, empowered patriots taking their health and style into their own hands. Don't wait. Stock up now because your freedom and future depend on it. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now.
We're winning.
We'll be right back.
As you know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air. But if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support. But I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, Optimal Human, is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90-plus ingredients. It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months, and I want you to get it. And understand this, its leading competitor is amazing, and I've been using it and love it. But this has the same ingredients and even more, and is stronger, and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get Optimal Human.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
I'm ready. Hello, America. This is Dr. Stella Emanuel, hosting the Alex Jones Show, Bible Science and Current Events. I'm always thankful for Alex to give me the opportunity to come into your home and be able to, spend some time with you and host this hour of the show. And of course, I deal with Bible Science and Current Events. So I'm going to tell you some things that are happening in the Bible. I'm going to tell you about current events. I'm going to tell you about some scientific stuff or medical stuff. So before we go further, I want us to know about, of course, we know we always have COVID going on. We have like a new strain of COVID. It's called the XEC version of COVID. That is a new transmissible, very, very transmissible. They say it's actually in the same family line with the Omicron. And that's kind of the new version going into the winter right now. But the good news about it is that it's not causing the same level of death that, things like Delta cost. So I don't want people to be terrified about it. But here's the issue with COVID is that people that end up catching COVID always end up having like some COVID lung symptoms, and we don't want that. So I'm always telling people right now, you don't need to get COVID. It's 4 years down the line. We know how to treat it. And we know how to prevent it. And so I tell people, do not wait till you get sick. I know in all the distraction of elections and all the hurricanes and wars and everything else that is going on, people tend to forget to look into their health to see what's going on. So please, we're still getting on a daily basis patients calling us that they are sick, they are getting COVID symptoms. And I want everybody to kind of focus on that and make sure that, you're healthy for the winter for you and your family. So what I would say, a very simple thing is, zinc helps to mitigate most RNA viruses. This includes COVID. It includes the flu like Zika, dengue fever, and bird flu. And, so many of these viruses, they are RNA viruses. So because they are RNA viruses, zinc can help to mitigate it. But zinc cannot enter the cell. So even the zinc you eat in your regular diet on a daily basis does not have ability to get into the cell by itself. That is why we need a zinc transport system. We call it a zinc ionophore. That's one of the ways that hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin works. But there's an over-the-counter form of it, which we have in our supplements called quercetin. So we have vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. And I tell people it's better to take this on a daily basis. That's what I've been taking. I take it in Covilite because I take it on a daily basis. I really have not been sick. So I want everybody to get used to the fact that make sure that you're taking your vitamins daily. The way we kind of did it is like for the past 4 years, we kind of put together vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin in different things. Like, for people that were having sleep issues, we put it in COVID sleep, where we have vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. And then we have things like ashwagandha and melatonin. So for people that are having sleep disorders, especially with all the stress that came with COVID, so they can take it in COVID sleep. So some of my patients are actually taking it in COVID sleep. Some are just taking Covivites that has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. But for somebody like me and many other Americans that want to feel energy and everything, we take it in Covilite, where we have all other things like It's a drink. It's an energy drink, but it also has vitamin C, zinc, and quercetin. It has NAC and everything. So I would tell everybody, go to our website, drstellamd.com. Get one of these versions of CoviVites, CoviLite, CoviSleep. They all have vitamin C, zinc, and quercetin. Now we have a super sale, 40% off. And the good news about everything we do on my website is that when you use promo code Alex, it actually helps to sponsor this show and also really all the things that Alex Jones is going through right now. You know, there's a lot of lawfare coming against him right now. So we have actually decided in our business model right now, in our clinic, we've decided that whatever you do on our website, we're going to donate about 30% of it. So if you do anything on our website, 30% of it goes to sponsor Alex Jones and what he's doing and all the lawfare and all the things that he's suffering now. So I did that because I believe in InfoWars. I believe that this show has given a lot of us, the American people, a lot of information, has helped us survive, has helped us been able to stand and fight and give us the information that we need to stand and fight. So I would tell everybody, please help to support Alex Jones. And if you go on our website, drstellamd.com, you use promo code Alex, we will donate 30% of everything. I'm not talking about 30% of profits. I'm talking about 30% of gross of whatever we do. We're going to donate it to the Alex Jones Show so that way it will help Alex to deal with the things that he's dealing with right now. So that's one of the things I want to help tell people to do. It's my pleasure to be able to stand with him. And I want you to, the American people, because I know what he's done for us. I know the battle that he's been fighting for generations, for years and years and years, bringing information to us that many other people don't have. So I'm really, really honored to be able to network with him. I'm honored to be able to support him. I'm honored to be able to work with him. And I'm honored to always be on this show to speak. So, yeah. So if you go to drstellamd.com, use promo code Alex, and you can be able to make sure that whatever you do out there, Alex Jones get like a good help. And I tell people, too, that the winter is coming. Everybody should have vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin, yes. But everybody needs to make sure you get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet. It's very annoying, and that at this stage, 4 years down the line, people are still getting sick from COVID and even the flu. These are all RNA viruses. And like I said, there was a study that was done under Anthony Fauci in 2005 that said chloroquine was a potent inhibitor of SARS-CoV-1. So we know that this RNA viruses really, hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin can help so to mitigate it. So they know and we know. So even though they are not telling us, even though right now most pharmacists are still not filling these prescriptions, even though hospitals have not incorporated this these things in the hospital, we know that it works. And I just want the American people to make sure that they are safe by getting this and putting it in their medicine cabinet. We don't know what's going to happen going forward. I just know that, like recently, there was an article about the AG in New York trying to ban doctors from prescribing ivermectin. And most pharmacies do not feel it. So we work with mom and pop pharmacies to be able to get this to you. So I want everybody, that is, if there's one thing you can do, go to your doctor, fly to Mexico, go to India, wherever. Just please get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet. It can save you, it can save your family, it can save you from serious disease and everything. And most importantly, it will stop you from being so fearful so that you don't submit yourself to their vaccinations. Because right now they are pushing COVID vaccinations. They are pushing monkeypox vaccination. They are pushing bird flu vaccinations, which doesn't even make sense. You know, and of course, we still have monkeypox, mpox. They have two versions of monkeypox, the Clyde 1 and the Clyde 2. The one that is causing problems right now in Africa is Clyde 1, which is more deadly. But the Clyde 2 is the one that is in America. In fact, there was an article I read recently that from January till now, they've had about 13,000 cases of monkeypox in North America, in America. So even though they are not talking about it, it's still around. And we have what we call Sarracenia purpura, pitcher plant. There was an article that I found on the NIH that talked about pitcher plant or Sarracenia purpura helping with smallpox. And smallpox and monkeypox, they're actually in the same group of pox viruses. The pox viruses are bigger viruses. They are DNA viruses. So zinc doesn't really help with it, but Sarracenia purpura will help. So to build your immunity against monkeypox, I always say just get a bottle of Sarracenia purpura. We call it pox defense on our website. Keep it in your medicine cabinet in case it gets more, in case it becomes a serious thing. Right now, with about 13,000 positive cases in the past year, I don't know whether it's something for you to be scared about, but I'll just say it's something for you to be prepared about. And of course, as we talk about preparedness, it's always good to be physically prepared. Make sure you have food, you stock up food, water, and everything, so that if something happens, you can be able to feed your family. If you go on my Twitter handle, it's called Stella_Emmanuel, you will see, you just scroll down, you will see something that I put there called over-the-counter medicines that you will need in an emergency. So listen to that Twitter space and put together a solid first aid kit for you and your family. Make sure that if something crazy happens, you have a solid first aid kit that can cover you from head to toe. Because in that Twitter space, we just discuss from all systems, from your head, from your ears, your eyes, your nose, all the way to your skin, all the way to your toes. We give you different things that you can get over the counter that can help you in case of emergencies and how to build this solid first aid kit for yourself. I'm very, very big into preparedness. You know, I've been telling people be prepared, physically prepared, spiritually prepared, mentally prepared, and medically prepared. And so with that, said, we are really at a crossroad right now. If you scroll on my Twitter handle, you see that I've been talking a lot about praying for the nation, praying for the election, just trying to pray and make sure things turn around. And most of the time, I talk about science and spirituality, and people are like, Dr. Stella, calm down with this spiritual stuff. I tell people, if you don't realize that we're in a spiritual battle, then you're not going to be able to have the ability to fight back. I know a lot of people would like to stick their head in the sand and say, well, this is just the globalists being mean, or this is just science, or this is just technology. But if you listen to what the globalists are saying, people like Yuval Harari Noah, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, they are all telling you that this is not just something that they are doing in the physical, but it has spiritual implications. For example, Yuval Noah tells you that they've hacked the software of life, they've introduced a code into people, and that free will is over, and they can actually just cage you and tell you what to do and what to think. I've said it for years that when you hear about AI, everybody calls it artificial intelligence, and for years, the Lord has just put it in my heart that it's not artificial intelligence, it's alien intelligence. And right now, Yuval Noah is talking about it and said, yeah, this is alien intelligence. This is a super intelligence, a super being that can make decisions for you and tell you what to do. And I want people to realize the battle that we're fighting and be able to respond equally. Let's take, for example, the elections. We have the elections coming up. And remember, like 6 months ago, Kamala was she was less popular than even Joe Biden. And then all of a sudden something happened, and then she got like so popular and everybody was like, she's a rock star now. I'm like, what? And then so I began to look at this. I said, this doesn't sound right. So I remember during the DNC convention, they packed a Planned Parenthood truck right outside the DNC convention, and they killed about 25 to 30 babies. They had abortions done right outside the DNC convention in July. And a lot of us were like totally aghast at how could they do this? This is evil. We just looked at it like, well, these, you know, Democrats, demon rats, how can they be doing such evil? But as I began to pray about it and really look at it, and the Lord put it in my heart that it was a blood sacrifice. And if you guys notice, after the DNC convention, all of a sudden, Kamala became a rock star. It was like the indignation was turned against Trump, and all of a sudden, things were just crazy. So the Lord just put it in my heart, brought a scripture in my in the book of Kings, that if you do a worthy blood sacrifice, a worthy demonic blood sacrifice, it can actually turn things for you, turn things for you, because it is a spiritual battle. So in the book of Kings, 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 27, This was a situation where Moab was fighting Israel. There was a battle between Moab and Israel. Israel was winning the battle. God was fighting with Israel. Israel was winning the battle. And it states here from verse 27, 2 Kings 3, verse 27. It says, when the king of Moab saw that the battle was too sore for him, he took with him 700 men that drew swords to break through even unto the king of Edom, but they could not. Then he took his eldest son that should have reigned in his stead and offered him for a burnt offering upon the wall. And there was a great indignation against Israel, and they departed from him and returned to their own land. When the Lord brought this scripture to me, I was aghast. So basically, this Moabite king sacrificed his son, took his son that would have reigned instead, and sacrificed him as a burnt offering. And then guess what? Indignation turned against Israel. So all of a sudden, Moab won the battle and Israel was pushed back because they gave a demonic worthy sacrifice. So when the Lord brought this to my heart about this DNC convention where they packed a truck and they sacrificed babies, and this became like an indignation turned against the Republican Party, an indignation turned against Trump, and all of a sudden, Kamala was getting really, really popular. So, and the Lord just put in my heart, said, what kind of sacrifice can the church do? What kind of worthy sacrifice can we give to be able to turn this indignation away? That is why the Lord brought in our heart that we need to start a prayer program. The Lord, Jesus died on the cross already, so we don't have to do a blood sacrifice because Jesus already shed his blood on the cross. But when the Lord Jesus died on the cross, he told us that we should be able to take up our cross if we want to follow him. We should deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow after him. So he said the church needs to bring now a worthy sacrifice where we become the living sacrifice, where we are able to stop what we're doing and pray and fast for the nation. So we started this 40-day program, just 40 days to the election. We started 2 weeks ago. It's like been like, I think today's day 16. We started this prayer program, 40 days praying round the clock. God gave us grace, and we have people just coming around the clock, just praying and crying out for the nation, crying out, repenting on behalf of the nation, praying that the blood of Jesus will just cleanse this blood sacrifice. The blood of Jesus will atone for the blood sacrifice that was done by the DNC and the indignation that was against the nation, the indignation that was against us will just turn around. And not only that, that the blood sacrifice that was given so that it can push this democratic agenda, that it would be nullified and the democratic agenda would change. In fact, in the past 2 weeks, things have been turning around as Christians have been rising up and praying. And I'm telling you, God has been speaking in the hearts of many people. There are many Christians all over the country praying. And I'm telling you this because you need to come under the program and start praying. Gather people in your church, gather people in your family, start praying. We have prayer programs that are taking place right now online. We have the ones that are taking place at home in churches. We need to pray. We need to cry out for this nation. We need to fight this battle in the spirit. And this only way we will win this November is if we fight spiritually. I know that everybody is doing what they can in the information war. They are doing rallies. They are doing everything. But the Bible says that, you know, sin is a reproach to a nation. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. So if people start doing sinful things in the country, that it will bring the indignation of God against this nation. That is why we're saying you need to get together, repent on behalf of the nation, cry out for the nation, pray that the blood of Jesus will atone for our blood guiltiness. Because if God could walk with us in America the way we've walked before him, we will be destroyed. It's only thing we need right now is the mercy of God. So when Christians start praying and crying out for mercy, just crying out for mercy, you will find out that as we started praying and crying, things are turning around. We begin to hear things like, swing states are turning to Trump, and, you know, things are turning around. So I believe, and even they are saying swing states are turning around, things are turning around, and they don't know why. Because Christians are praying. So I want to, my cry right now is to wake up more and more intercessors wherever you are. Remember, every day, just cry out for the mercy of God. Sometimes all we do is just sit down and just cry and say, oh God, Father, show us mercy. Don't let the wicked win. Don't let the wicked take over in this country. Show us mercy. And, you know, and I've been praying, and sometimes when I post things about, you know, we're praying for Trump, on my Twitter handle right now, there's a whole thing on, if you go on our website, you look on the Better Ranch tab, we're doing this 24-hour prayer. You can come and join us. You know, all Christians called by the name of the Lord, you can come and join us. You can travel here to Houston and spend time on the ranch with us to pray. We have 24-hour prayer. Accommodation is free. That's one of the things that we sponsor. We sponsor our prayer program so that people can come and stay for free and pray and worship God. You know, so when I say that, sometimes everybody's like, Dr. Stella, you're such a spiritual person. How come you're supporting Trump? After all, he has three baby mamas and he's not even a Christian. What are you supporting him for? And I tell people, I said, you know, I support Trump because God told me to. From 2016, the Lord told me, I did not start supporting Trump because I know him personally. I've never met him, or because I like or not like him. I don't have any emotional stuff about that. I support who God tells me to support. And I will advise every Christian to take time of prayer and ask, what is God's will for this nation? Because when you know what is God's will for a nation, then you can key yourself to that will. Because it is so sad to see churches supporting Kamala Harris that supports abortion and support all kinds of demonic agendas. If Kamala Harris comes into the program, we're basically handing our nation to the globalists. You understand what I'm saying? So I don't have anything personal against her. I don't know her that well, I don't have anything personal against her. I don't have anything personal for Trump, but I'm just saying that if I'm going to do what is God's will. So people are like, but how can God support Trump? After all, Trump might not even be a Christian. Oh, he does this, he does that, he talks this. I want to let you guys know that God can use anybody. When God calls Cyrus in the book of Isaiah 45, God called Cyrus, which was a Persian king, his servant, and used him to bring Israel back to build the temple. Cyrus was a Babylonian king. Cyrus was not expected to become Jewish. Cyrus was not expected to do anything but just be there to foster God's agenda. If we see like Nebuchadnezzar was a Babylonian king. God practically used Nebuchadnezzar to judge Israel and to take them into captivity. But he told Israel to go to Babylon and submit under Nebuchadnezzar because he knew Nebuchadnezzar was going to treat them right. It was going to treat them better than other kings since it was their time of captivity. In fact, Nebuchadnezzar wrote the fourth chapter of Daniel. If you remember Pharaoh in the days of Joseph, Pharaoh was used by God to preserve the world. Pharaoh was used by God to bring to preserve the world from famine, and Joseph became a governor in Egypt. So what I'm trying to say is that God can use anybody, and you don't have to be a Christian for God to use you. We're not expecting Donald Trump to be the pastor of the nation. He's called in the position of the king. And when people go about, well, Donald Trump has like questionable behaviors, his personal sins, and yes, we also repent on his behalf, but his personal sins is not what is going to bring trouble on the nation. Yes, we cry out for God to show him mercy for his own personal issues, and God to give him a mouth and wisdom, and God to give him favor, and God to give him the right word to speak to the American people to bring the heart to the people. We pray for that. So as I come back, I'm going to explain a little more about why we need to make sure that we're looking at it the proper way when we're supporting Trump, and know what to tell our family and friends when they say things like, well, Trump might not be a Christian. So I'm going to be back to talk a little more about that. God bless you.
Here's your chance to keep my broadcast, which the globalists absolutely hate, which is devastating them, on the air, and empower your body, your overall health, your immune system, your mental clarity. Now, anybody that knows about supplements and what is the most popular stuff out there knows that Irish sea moss has compounds in it that make it arguably the greatest superfood out there. It's got one of the best bioavailable forms of iodine in it.
It's got all these key minerals, all of these key vitamins, and a bunch of other what they call ring structures involved in it that help the vitamins and minerals and other compounds like iodine get directly into your cells. So you want to go to the alexjonesstore.com and get this incredible CMOS product that is called Alex Jones's Ultimate CMOS. You will immediately feel the energy and the mental clarity. And within a few weeks, the iodine in your cells really starts to kick in, and that's when you feel the real benefits. There's also some other great supplements on the site, and there's also amazing t-shirts, hoodies, and ball caps that have the message of liberty, InfoWars, Alex Jones, President Trump. All of these messages support and promote freedom and exercise your First Amendment in the face of the leftist tyrants that want to silence all of us. So it is a 360 win to keep my broadcast on the air one way or another when you go to the alexjonesstore.com and get Ultimate CMOS and some of the other products that are there. I can't do this without your help. I try to bring you products that I know are really going to work, so you'll love them, so you'll come back and get them again and again. I will never give up. I will never sell out. I will never back down. But we could give out without your support. Look, the globalists with all their big fake lawsuits and rig courts openly told me, stop promoting the Second Amendment, stop promoting Trump, we'll drop all this. They literally think that I will buckle to them, that I will bow to them, that I will give in to them. I will never do that. I will never sell out. It's impossible. Can't even think about it. But I could give out, as I keep saying. So please keep us on the air. We have broken so many huge stories. We've exposed the poison shots, the open borders, the globalist pedophile rings, the World War III situation. Almost everybody I interview that's prominently fighting the New World Order now says I woke them up. People like Tucker Carlson.
Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
So the show has been a devastating weapon against the New World Order. But it cannot continue on, no matter what happens to InfoWars here in the next few weeks, without your support. So please make the decision now to keep me on air and to keep the crew working and to keep the special reports coming out by going to the alexjonesstore.com and getting the Ultimate CMOS, getting t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, new designs being added, limited edition, super high quality at the alexjonesstore.com. Again, I humbly thank you for all your support, and I ask you to please keep me in the game. Make the decision now to go to the alexjonesstore.com, and God bless you all.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word, I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful, keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Back with Bible science and current events. In fact, we just had this news flash from California, Gavin Newsom. In fact, if you can play that video, I can kind of comment on Crazy Gavi and see what he's doing right now in California or what he's planning to do, so that at least we can know what to do.
Mask mandates are coming back to several Bay Area counties. Health officials have issued orders requiring face masks to be worn in hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and other healthcare facilities. This order goes into effect starting November 1 until either the end of March or April 2025. Now, the counties requiring masks right now are Alameda, Contra Costa, Santa Clara, San Mateo, and Napa County.
Yeah, that's crazy. Remember I talked earlier about the new COVID strain, the XEC COVID strain that is coming is part of Omicron, and they want to bring us back to wearing masks. I've said this many, many times that putting on these face diapers and all these cloth masks that we'd wear to filter COVID is like putting on a chain link fence to filter a mosquito. They don't work. The kind of mask that it would take to filter a virus is like a serious medical mask that has to be fitted properly. So I do believe that putting the mask on our faces is just part of mind control, because if you're going to be wearing masks, you're going to think that something crazy is happening and you're about to die, and then you can accept the new vaccinations that they have coming out. So I will tell people, yes, we have a new COVID strain. It is called the XEC. They're going to have COVID. We're going to have flu, bird flu. We have RSV and many other viruses that are coming this winter. And it's really going to be serious. We know that. But remember that we do have treatment options for this. I tell people right now it's time to start taking your vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. We have it in Covivite, in Covilite, in Covisleep. Like I said, we have a whole 40% off going on our website. You can buy them anywhere. But take this vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. Build your immunity against all these RNA viruses so that you're not scared into wearing a mask or you're not scared into taking a vaccine. Because for real, winter is coming. And as winter is coming, people are going to get sick because these viruses are still around. COVID right now is endemic. I really have not been sick in the past 4 years because I take COVID like daily. And right now, if I'm going out in a crowd or there are people, I just take hydroxychloroquine weekly. So hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, get it in your medicine cabinet right now before you get sick, before somebody gets sick. Because even though the Omicron one, the XEC, is not as deadly as the Delta, but people that have, it's still the same with COVID for people that have underlying medical issues, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other things, obesity, and a lot of Americans are obese. So people that have underlying medical problems still have an issue with having a more serious disease. And of course, people that already took the vaccine, it is even more important because their immunity is compromised. It is even more important that they get the vitamins that they need to keep their immunity up, because, you know, we get a lot of sick patients that are already vaccinated and they get sicker than regular patients. So please, America, please, you're going into this winter. Don't be prepared for yourself. Prepare your family, you know, take the vitamins that you need. We even have gummies for children that have vitamin C, D, zinc, and elderberry. Elderberry is also an ionophore that will open zinc channels and allow zinc to go into your cell. So, yeah, Gavin, I know California always does like the craziest stuff, but when they start it, you know that something is coming. So please be prepared. And of course, if you go on our website, anything you get on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you will get a discount. It is so important that we support Alex Jones at this time with everything that is going on. So if you go to our marketplace, you know, stock up on your vitamins to last you for throughout the winter, you know, please do that. Make sure that you use promo code Alex. I'm giving 30% of everything you spend on our website to Alex so that it can help him to fight some of these battles that he's fighting. America, we need to stand with this man because we know what he's been through. We know where he's been. We know how much he's been there for us. We know that he's being targeted and everything's happening right now because he's been there giving information. They will do anything they can to try to take Alex Jones down. So we have to make sure that we support him. I am one of his greatest supporters because I believe in this work that he's doing, and so should you. So go to the Alex Jones store. Make sure you're buying and you're shopping. You're getting vitamins from Dr. Stella MD or whoever else is sponsors that he's had. Please, America, the only way we can fight this battle with him is by being able to support him financially, because legal fees and just even, I mean, you cannot even begin to imagine right now what the amount of legal fees that he's going through, and he still has to run this studio. He still has to pay staff. He still has to do all kinds of stuff. So I'm just saying, please, let's support Alex. I'm supporting him with everything you get on our website using promo code Alex. We're making sure that we give him a big donation to help keep this broadcast on, to help him pay some of the legal bills and everything. And, you know, please, America, let's support him. And remember, winter is coming. Don't wait till you get sick. Get your vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin on our website. You can get it in COVID sleep. If you have sleep problems, you can get it in COVID light. If you like electrolytes, if you have or just Covivite, if you have allergy problems, you can give it in Covita spray and, you know, do whatever you need to do to be healthy and get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet. It's prescription. We will ship it in all 50 states to your house. Make sure you do it now before you get sick. Don't wait till you get sick and call me to come get you out of the hospital. And of course, the election is coming. As I was talking earlier about Trump and why I support Trump, because the Lord told me to. That's what I'll say, because I'm a spiritual person. I do things by when I pray and God speaks to me, that's what I do. And of course, I'm not the only person that has brought this up. I'm not the only person that God told about Trump, that he called Trump for this time. And I mean, Trump accepted this call and he has lost so much business, everything, favor. People that used to like him, they've turned against him. His family has done so much for this nation. His family has lost so much for this nation. And I would just say that we need to make sure that we're seeing the sacrifice that he's giving and be able as Christians to sacrifice also to pray for our nation. You know, I was mentioning something about Trump's personal issues. You know, people are like, well, Trump has three baby mamas. Trump doesn't do this. Trump is a loud mouth. Trump doesn't, he's not really a Christian. Maybe he's, you know, on the contrary, Trump will stand out and say that, you know, he is working for God, basically. I don't think he's, you know, tongue-talking, you know, pew-jumping Christian, and he doesn't need to be, because he's not called to be the pastor of this nation. He's called to be in the office of the king or the office of leadership. And his personal sins, the nation doesn't go into judgment because of the personal sins of the leaders. Okay, let's look at an example in the Bible. Look at King David. King David was a man after God's heart. King David actually took somebody's wife and then arranged for the person to be killed. That was his personal sins. And he paid dearly. He got his own personal judgment for that, and he paid dearly for it. But he was still a man after God's heart, and he led Israel into righteousness. But look at somebody like King Ahab. King Ahab had one wife, Jezebel. King Ahab was a good husband. In fact, King Ahab was a henpecked wife because he listened to his wife and did whatever his wife said. But King Ahab's wife was a witch, and they led Israel into witchcraft and into captivity. So even though King Ahab had one wife and what looked like the perfect husband and wife, does not mean that he was godly. So even King David had personal sins, but his personal sins did not bring Israel into captivity. It is not personal sins that bring a nation into captivity. It's legislated sin. It was legislated sin that threw Daniel in the lion's den. It was legislated sin that threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the furnace of fire. It is not personal sins that would destroy a land. It's legislated sin. It is when the Democrats decide to legislate Planned Parenthood, kill babies, and do all kinds of demonic stuff. When the leader of a nation decides to legislate evil, that nation comes under judgment. I'm saying this to say that if you look at the agenda of Democrats and the agenda of Republicans, regardless of the personal sins of the politicians, you will see that the Democratic agenda will bring this nation into captivity. The Democratic agenda will turn our nation over to the globalists, will turn our nation over to the elite, which are the people right now, the one world government that want to cage humanity, bring a digital ID, turn us to human 2.0 and turn us to transhumanism. So if we do not get a break right now where Trump comes into power and gives us 4 years to be able to disciple the nation back to God, I'm not saying Trump is coming there to take us into righteousness, but he will give room for the church to operate. Right now, we even have a meeting in North Carolina later this month where Trump is meeting with evangelical pastors from all over the nations, reaching out to the church. So I believe that Trump's time will give the church a better way to operate in the land, a better leeway to operate in the land. So that is why I'm saying that we have to pray for this. If we as the church pray that the veil will come off the minds of people. I read an article. There's a whole Facebook group. You can see it on my Twitter handle. There's a whole Facebook group where witches are gathering together to curse Trump, to bind Trump. Witches getting together to come against President Trump and bind President Trump. I mean, that's crazy. If he's gotten to a place where witches are gathering to fight against somebody, then you must realize that there's something about that person that is righteous. You know something? That is going to bring righteousness. In fact, if you look at Kamala, the word Kamala is actually a Hindu goddess of a Hindu god called Lutus, which is supposed to be a goddess of, it's like a marine goddess. It makes me think about the woman that sits upon many waters, the Babylonish woman that sits upon many waters, and the Babylonian system that is going to destroy the world in the end times. Names are very important. So I wrote about this on my Twitter handle, Stella_Emmanuel. You can see all this there. So I'm saying that if we are looking at this nation and seeing how America is going to survive in this end time, we have to fight, because America is the only country right now that is standing right now. Many nations are digitalized already. Many nations have been captured and fallen already. So we are the last bus stop. And when America sneezes, the whole world catches a cold. So there are people praying for this nation all over the world. So we as Americans, we need to wake up, pray for our nation, pray that God will show us mercy, because it's only the mercy of God that will make sure that the wicked don't rule in this land. Because when the wicked rule, we're going to have problems. You know, so please pray for the nation. Start a prayer meeting. It's not too long. We have less than 30 days. Spend an hour or two and pray. If you go on our website, drstellamd.com, you look on the Better Ranch tab, you will see the prayer program that we're doing. If you go on our website, you will see prayers for the nation and stuff like that. And so please, stand and pray for America. Pray for this election. Pray that God will show Donald Trump favor with the American people. Pray that God will expose the Democrats and their evil. You see, I told one Christian lady, a minister of the gospel, I said, do you know that the DNC, they packed a truck and they killed 30 babies during their DNC convention? The woman was aghast. She didn't even know about it. So pray that these things will be exposed so that Christians are making righteous decisions, because our vote counts. So that is what I'm saying. So we'll just pray that God would give President Trump favor. We pray that God will protect him as he has been protecting him right now. We pray that God will expose the Democrats for their evil that they are doing. We pray that the will of the American people will come to pass, that they will not be bewitched. Because like I said, witches are sitting down and praying and influencing the minds of people. Yuval Noah said it, that, you know, free will is over, that they can influence your mind during the election. So we pray that the veil will come off the minds of people and this will be broken, and people will make an informed choice for what is good for their nation, not be bewitched to making choices or because of that. So this is why we have to pray. So I'm praying that, you know, Americans will wake up and will pray. And we had somebody sent an email the other day, to this show. And one of the things they were talking about, they were just crying that, you know, they are going through a lot and God is not answering them. In fact, the guy said that, you know, he had been on drugs and alcohol and everything. And 3 weeks ago, he stopped doing drugs and everything. And the devil is just attacking him and God is not answering him. He's so angry. Why is God not answering him? And, you know, his mother did this and that and God is not answering. So I know that a lot of people are going through a lot because, like I said, there's a whole demonic stuff going on in the world right now. And because of all this, the level of evil that is in the land, a lot of people are under a lot of demonic oppression. A lot of patriots that are fighting this battle are coming under attack. And let me tell you, the reason why most people are coming under attack is because their lives are not clean. Listen, the Bible says that if you break the hedge, the snake will bite. You cannot continue to live in the house of Pharaoh and then you want to fight Pharaoh. The reason why a lot of Christians are going under attack, a lot of patriots are going under attack, is because you're trying to fight the devil and you are living, you're still living in sin, living in unrighteousness, and living in the devil's camp. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs 28:13 that he that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whosoever confesseth and forsaketh his sin shall have mercy. Psalm 66 verse 18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, God will not answer my prayers. 1 John 1:8-9 said, if we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. But if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 2 Timothy 2:20-22 says that, you know, in a great house, there are vessels of gold, vessels of silver. If we cleanse ourselves, if we purge ourselves of these things, we will become vessels of gold, will become sanctified and fit for the master's use. So the reason a lot of people are under attack is because you are still living in the devil's camp. As long as you're still living in sin and iniquity and you're not serving God with all your heart, you're not following the rules of engagement, God has no obligation to answer the prayer of a sinner. God has no obligation to answer your prayer if you're still living in sin. And why do I say this? It's because you got to recognize that sin brings reproach. Sin opens the door for the devil to attack you. Not only sins, but also living in a worldly way, in a, you know, not really following God. For God to be able to walk with you, you have to make sure that you're in his camp. Do you understand what I'm saying? If somebody, if you have a father that loves you very much, you never talk to the father, you never see the father, you're only hanging around with your neighbors, you're hanging around with your father's enemies, you're hanging around with the hoodlums that come to break your house all the time, your father can't help you, even though he loves you. So yes, God loves us and wants us to live life and life more abundantly. But if you choose to be hanging around with the devil in the devil's camp, you're smoking, you're drinking, you're fornicating, you're watching crazy stuff online, you're living a life, you're not praying, you're not reading your Bible, you're not spending time with God. Basically, you've taken yourself out of God's camp and you become a play for the devil. He can beat you up anytime he likes. He can harass you, bring sickness, bring medical stuff in your life. He, you know what I'm saying? Make you live in sin and iniquity. Why am I saying this? The level of your sanctification is the level of your authority. And the level of your consecration. Consecration means being set apart for God. The level of your consecration is the level of your power. If you want to walk in power, walk in a place where the enemy doesn't have a room in your life, you have to close all the doors that brings the enemy in. And how do you close those doors? First of all, give your life to Jesus. If you're listening to me, you've not given your life to Jesus, or you're listening to me and you've given your life to Jesus, or you're going to church, but you've never like really totally surrendered your heart to him, I want you to pray with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I know I have sinned against you. Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. I know you died on the cross for me. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and personal Savior. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Come into my heart. Teach me the way of the Lord and fill me up and use me for your glory. If you pray that prayer, the Lord Jesus will come into your heart. Then you have to move to the next level, which is sanctification. Sanctification is a work of the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that helps you deal with the drinking and the smoking and the craziness and the gossiping and the lying. But if you don't recognize that those things are wrong, you will not ask God for help. But if you recognize that those things are wrong, then you will ask God for help. You'll be like, okay, Lord, I am still having desire to watch pornography, or I'm still having desire to smoke or drink. Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. Help me. Take these desires out of me. Clean me from this sin. Clean me from this unrighteousness so that I can walk with you. Because if you're living in sin, you block your heavens. And the Bible says if you just even think about sin, God will not answer your prayers. God doesn't answer prayers of sinners. So if you're still living in deliberate sin, God will not answer your prayers. The second thing that I will advise you to do is make sure that on a daily basis, you live a life of repentance. You see, when you get saved, there is remission of sins. Your sins are washed away. But on a daily basis, because we're humans and we will always make mistakes, on a daily basis, as you make mistakes, you need to always come back to God in repentance. You know, so repentance should be a daily walk for every one of us. That is one thing that has been stolen from the church. So before you get into prayer, always ask God to forgive you, to cleanse you from all unrighteousness so that your prayers can be heard. Because you and I sin on a daily basis. I bet not deliberately, but because we're human, we're apt to sin. You know, and when you're praying for somebody, maybe for your child, or you're praying for this nation, you're praying for Trump, you're praying for whoever, before you start intercession, you need to first ask God to forgive you of your own sins, cleanse you from unrighteousness, come through the blood of Jesus. That way you are clean and you're righteous before God, and you become the righteousness of Christ. You are reconciled in that moment, and then you can become a minister of reconciliation. So when you're praying for people, praying for the land, praying for the nation, praying for revival, praying for the church, praying for your family, maybe your child that is out there on the streets, remember that they are sinning against God. Remember, the nation is sinning against God. So for us to intercede for this nation, we always have to bring repentance on behalf of the nation. Bring repentance on behalf of that child you're praying for. Bring that child to the mercy seat. Repent on their behalf because they are sinning against God, because they are living out there. And because they are sinning against God, the devil has a right to harass them. The devil has a right to steal, to kill, to destroy in your life when you're sinning against God. So come as a minister of reconciliation. Stand in the gap for your family. Stand in the gap for a nation. Repent for the blood guiltiness of our land. Repent of the blood guiltiness of our family members. Repent for the evil that our leaders are doing. And as you're you're repenting and crying out before God. You're standing, and you're an intercessor. You're standing in the gap. You're touching God, and you're touching the person that you're praying for. You become a minister of reconciliation. That is the way to pray. Because if we don't understand the rules of engagement in prayer, we come to God in pride, and our prayers are not answered. So you come in repentance for yourself, ask the veil to come off your eyes so that you could see the truth, see the light of God, read the Bible, know God for yourself, and then as you are interceding for your family, for the nation, for the election, make sure you bring repentance on behalf of whoever you're interceding for. If you want to pray for a region, for revival, the people in that region are sinning against God, and the devil has a right to be in that region. So you have to pray and repent on behalf of the people in that region, so that way when you're praying, God can hear your prayers. God can look from heaven and see us through the blood of Jesus. It brings you to the throne of grace. It brings you to the mercy seat. And at the mercy seat, we have favor with God. At the mercy seat, our sins are forgiven. At the mercy seat, there's deliverance, there's healing, there's restoration. So I'm just kind of teaching you all this so that you are not crying every day that, oh, this is happening to me. God is not answering my prayers. The reason why God is not answering our prayers is because we have not repented from our sins. And when you start repenting from your sins and crying out before God, I believe that God will intervene for you, for your family, for your children. You understand what I'm saying? And God will not just intervene. As you spend time with him, he will also change you from the inside out, so that the ungodly desires you used to have will change. The smoking you used to want to do, the stealing, the lying and everything, those ungodly desires, the cursing and everything will turn around as you come closer and closer to the Lord. I pray that. So go to our website, drstellamd.com. On the Better Ranch tab, you can come join us in prayer. We're not streaming online because we really were spending hours and hours in prayer. And, you know, streaming sometimes can be very distracting. So if you go to drstellamd.com, you click on the Better Ranch tab, you can register, you can come. Accommodation is free. That's some of the things that we do. When you support us on our website, when you buy stuff on our website, it goes to pay up for some of these things that we do. We do food pantries and all kinds of stuff that we do to help people out and do that. So make sure, before I go, make sure that this winter that is coming, that you're medically safe, that you get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet. All 50 states, make a telemedicine appointment and then make sure that we'll ship this stuff to you. Go on the marketplace, get your vitamin C, zinc, and quercetin in whichever part that you like, whether it's the sleep, whether it's Covilight. I like Covilight. Many people love Covilight because it gives you energy and it's like a... it's a boost that has all the vitamins you need. So get it on our website. Use promo code Alex. I am telling you, every time right now, with promo code Alex, we're donating at least 30% to whatever it is Alex is doing, because we need to support this man. We need to support Alex. He's been doing a great work for this nation. He continues to do a great work. He's under a lot of persecution. We need to make sure that we're there for him the way he has been there for us all through this while. So if you use promo code Alex on our website, he gets a big chunk of whatever you're doing on our website. And please pray for our nation, fight for our nation. Remember, you and I have been given authority over this nation. We've been given authority over our generation. God gave us custody of this world, and we should make sure that we keep that custody of this world, and we fight for our nation, and we will win in Jesus' name. Thank you very much. God bless you. This is Dr. Stella Emmanuel, Bible Science and Current Events.
At thealexjonesstore.com, we don't just sell products and t-shirts. We empower patriots to stay strong in the fight for freedom. Our best-selling items like Ultimate CMOS and our amazing fundraiser t-shirts help keep Americans fighting for freedom outwardly and inwardly as they support the InfoWars broadcast and the Alex Jones broadcast as well.
Conspiracies are no longer conspiracies. They're truth.
We love the shirts. And not only that, I just wish more people would get wise. Elect Donald Trump, baby!
That's right. That's who I'm voting for. And I'm Hispanic.
We hear stories like this every day. Real Americans just like you reclaiming their freedom with our cutting-edge supplements and t-shirts available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Everyone, I wanted to recommend the AJ Store. This is my first time buying. Obviously, it won't be my last. I'm going after the Alex Jones Was Right. That will be my next purchase. And the gummies. I really want those gummies.
At TheAlexJonesStore.com, we stand behind every product with rigorous testing and unparalleled quality. But don't just take our word for it. See what thousands of satisfied customers are saying and experience the benefits for yourself.
I stand for Alex Jones, the AJ Store, and all of us patriots. And God bless my new shirt, and God bless you all. America will rise again.
Head to TheAlexJonesStore.com today, read the reviews, and join the movement of informed, empowered patriots taking their health and style into their own hands. Don't wait. Stock up now because your freedom and future depend on it. Visit TheAlexJonesStore.com right now.
We're winning.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.